Hey everybody, what's going on? It's Lucas here again. Got another episode for you. I know I'm sort of pumping these out these days, which is a good thing, which means I'm being productive with my time compared to how I used to be, right? Not posting for days on end. And so here's another episode for you. And in it, I want to talk about a very, 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 I think, underrated quality that I see in people. And something that I'm extremely, extremely grateful for when I get to experience it. And before I tell you what it is, you might be able to figure it out by the time I actually do. Here's a little, it's a really teeny tiny story about one of my interactions with somebody I met on Reddit. And this is a lady. She's a mother and a wife to somebody. And I was asking Reddit, as you might have, I think I mentioned this in a previous episode about called One of My Favorite Things to Do, right? In Reddit, right? In case you haven't watched, or I mean, if you haven't listened to that episode, or if you don't really know what I'm talking about, you know how I've been on Reddit recently and I've been interacting with the community. And I went to the subreddit called Ask Reddit, and I asked parents of Reddit, what do you wish you knew before you became a parent? And I asked that question because I plan on being a parent myself someday, a husband and a father. And I want to sort of course, I don't really see that happening in the near future. I don't think I'm ready, whether it's financially or, you know, especially financially, but also I don't think I have enough experience with dating women to know, you know, if this woman is my wife or not. It's going to take a long time before I have kids and get married, right? But I still like to acquire knowledge and wisdom whenever I can. And so I went to ask Reddit to ask that question so that I could sort of see if there was a way to better prepare myself to become a good parent for my kids. And there was this one lady who responded to me, and she gave me her advice about what she wished she knew before she became a parent. And then, because, I mean, she's a parent now. And she also offered at the, I think I responded to her, and then her response to my response said, you know, if you'd like, I can ask my husband when he gets home from work, and I'll message you later what he says. And I said, thank you so much, that would be amazing. And what she does is, several hours later, which is now, I receive a message from her on Reddit, and she tells me what her husband says, and I give her my response. I say, thank you. And I exit, but after I respond to her, I say thank you, and I open my podcast, and here I am. I hit the record button, and I'm talking about it now, right after we had this little exchange, this lady and I that I met on Reddit. And if you didn't catch what I was talking about through the episode, I don't blame you. It might have been vague to some people. I think it was also clear to some people. But the quality that I find to be very underrated, something that I'm always extremely grateful for, is when somebody keeps their word. Like this lady, I mean, she offered to give me extra advice from a husband that was away from the house. So she was offering, like, I'll go out of my way and remember to ask my husband this thing for you. And then she remembered to do that. When her husband got home from work, she asked him for advice on my behalf. And then she, And then she remembered, I mean, if she did remember to ask her husband, she probably remembered to message me his response. But see, she also did that. She went out of her way and she messaged me on Reddit and gave me his advice for me. And so there's actually a few redeeming qualities there with her behavior. You know, her offer, that generous offer of getting advice from her husband who was at work, and that she remembered. You know, when you say you're going to do something for somebody, actually do it. I know sometimes life gets in the way of things and we forget, but when you offer something to somebody, please don't forget to actually do that thing. Be a person of your word, right? And so she did it. She asked him. And then as part of her word, she messaged me and gave me the advice. And that's another redeeming quality, is she went out of her way to do these things for me. This was of no benefit to her. Like, I didn't offer her anything in return. She just wanted to be nice. She was generous, she kept her word, and she was very thoughtful and went out of her way to do something so nice for me. Very kind. And so I'm super grateful for what she did for me. And I know this kind of might seem like it's like a small incident, you know, like it happens on the internet. Sometimes people are nice, you know, it's not such a big deal. But see, I like to have a lot of gratitude for this kind of thing, because it's especially from in the way that I grew up. I didn't really get a lot of nice things like this, in the sense that people would make generous offers like that, do something for me, go out of their way to do something nice for me, be a person of their word. You know, I didn't really get a lot of that growing up. And see, that's a positive of growing up in a negative environment. And I'm not saying, you know, you should go looking for a negative or hoping for a negative environment to grow up in, but growing up in a bad environment can help make you more grateful for when things happen. And I believe this is sort of how it played out for me, is I was extremely grateful for what she did. I'm just that kind of person, and I'm not trying to change that at all. I'm glad I'm this grateful because it helps me appreciate the little things. When somebody does something nice for me like that, it means a lot. And it means enough for me to actually get on a podcast and talk about it and actually provide some value to hopefully the people listening, right? The value being, you know, generosity, about being a person of your word, about being kind and thoughtful, right? And these are the things that I can extract from this story and share with all of you. And so I'm just really grateful that I had this opportunity to talk about this. I'm really thankful to her. She knows who she is. Probably not going to say her handle because, you know, out of respect for her privacy. But I do appreciate what she's done for me. I'm really grateful about it. So, yeah, I just wanted to really get on the podcast and talk to you guys about this. And so, let me see. Is there anything else I wanted to bring up about this? I mean, this is really cool too. It's like, it's Reddit, right? It's the internet. And over the past recent content that I've been producing, you know, I've sort of painted a bad picture of the internet in a sense, right? I'm talking about how the anonymity and lack of accountability, you know, gives room for people to do really bad, toxic things towards each other online, right? And it does. It happens, right? It does happen on the internet. But at the same time, there are people out there who are nice like this. They do nice things for you. They're thoughtful. And so I guess another thing that I want this story to serve as is a reminder that there are good people out there. And even on the internet, people can still do good things for you and good things for each other. So don't lose your faith in humanity, guys. And with that said, that's a nicely sized under 10-minute episode. Hopefully you enjoyed the story. Hopefully you enjoyed the value in it. And I will see you all next time. Have a great night. And with that said, this episode of Indomitable comes to a close. If you enjoyed this episode, feel free to share it and send it to a loved one who might enjoy it as well. If you'd like to see more of me and my content beyond the podcast, I invite you to take a look at my Linktree link at linktr.ee/LucasHawthorne. That's LucasHawthorne, where you'll find my social media accounts, written works, merchandise, and more. If you have any feedback at all, I'd love to hear from you. Send me a message and I'll get back to you. As always, thank you for your time. Thank you for listening to this podcast, and I hope you have a wonderful day.